33 minutes past the hour, and you're listening to a special edition of the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. We're broadcasting just a few miles from the scene of yesterday's shooting in a small community east of San Antonio, a place called Sutherland Springs. CNN and now NBC reporting that Devin Kelly, the suspected shooter, bought the weapon from an Academy Sports near San Antonio. However, some say that considering Kelly's history of domestic violence, he shouldn't have been allowed to purchase a firearm in the first place. Joining us to get a sense of how the shooter might have purchased this weapon, Alon Stevens. He is an investigative reporter for the Texas Standard. Alon, reports are coming out still. Let's go for what we know. Kelly charged with two counts of domestic violence while he was in the Air Force and sentenced to 12 months of confinement before receiving a bad conduct discharge. How does that factor into the purchase of a gun?
Well, it comes into play a couple of ways here. So the first one is that, you know, it's unlawful for a person who is convicted of a felony possess or purchase a firearm. But, you know, it's unclear right now if that 12 months confinement would be considered a felony. You know, in the military, there isn't a distinction between misdemeanor or felony. But right. another part to kind of really bring up is that this domestic violence charge here. There is actually a federal law, the Domestic Violence Offender Gun Ban, that was enacted in 1996. And essentially what it says is that is if you are someone who is convicted of even a misdemeanor domestic violence conviction, you are unable to purchase, own, transport a firearm or ammunition. That's a federal law. And there's also a companion law that mirrors it within the state of Texas. One of the things to kind of point out is that it's really kind of the impetus of the state to go about enforcing this law. But when you buy a weapon, you're filling out a form called a 4473, and that's for the Bureau.
This is a federal background check, right?
Correct. You're doing a background check. And this form 4473 is administered by the ATF. And essentially, you put down your information, you put down any disqualifying factors, and that is ran by the gun store through the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, or known as NICS. Mm-hmm. And right. That should flag these types of things, these domestic violence convictions. But, you know, what is unclear is if the Academy Sports and Outdoors ran this NICS properly, and how this, you know, Devin Kelly could purchase this weapon with having that domestic violence background.
Well, this gets at something else. I mean, Governor Abbott was saying on one of the cable news shows this morning that it appears that the shooter here had tried to obtain a Texas concealed carry permit, but was denied that permit. And that also includes a background check, perhaps not as extensive as the sort of background check that one has to submit when one purchases a handgun at a retail outlet, like, say, an Academy sports shop. Have you heard anything from the retailer about the processes that were carried out in the purchase of this gun?
Well, you know, we haven't heard anything yet from the retailer, but I do think it's kind of interesting to note that some people say that the license to carry is ran by the background check is ran by the Department of Public Safety here in Texas. They say that background is sometimes more thorough, especially if you're a Texas resident. But we also need to make the distinction that a license to carry is a license to carry, that it isn't necessarily a precursor for you purchasing the weapon. As far as going back to weapons purchasing and the FBI running this National Instant Criminal Background Check System, there's actually an audit in 2016 by the Department of Justice Office of the Inspector General's Office, and they said that it is about 99% accurate on these background checks, that it is very good. Now, the one thing that they also note in that same Inspector General report, though, is that between 2008 and 2015, they had denied about 500,000 people from purchasing a firearm because they did not clear that background check. But the U.S. Attorney's Office only seriously considered prosecuting about 250 people. So they hardly ever prosecute people for lying on these forms. And when they do, you know, it is a serious federal offense that's punishable up to 10 years.
I can imagine that this is going to play into the debate over guns, with some perhaps who are opposing further restrictions saying, why don't we enforce the restrictions that we currently have? I can imagine that that's going to be part of the conversation, given what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that's been brought up in the past here is that, you know, these federally firearms licensed dealers are accountable to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. And there's been some criticism in the last couple of years saying that the ATF, they only inspect about 7 to 8% annually of these gun stores, and that when they do find issues with these gun stores, that about less than 1% ever have their federal firearms license revoked.
Alon Stevens is an investigative reporter for the Texas Standard. Alon, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.